This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that his tri-nation tour to Cyprus, Canada and Croatia is an opportunity to foster global understanding on tackling terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and exchanging views on pressing global issues. Mr. Modi stated this in his departure statement ahead of embarking for his three-nation visit this morning. He said the visit to these countries will also provide an opportunity to thank partner countries for their steadfast support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will reach Cyprus this evening. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that Cyprus is a close friend and an important partner in the Mediterranean region and the European Union. He added that the visit provides an opportunity to build upon the historical bonds and expand our ties in the areas of trade, investment, security, technology, and promote people-to-people exchanges. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's arrival is being eagerly awaited by the Indian community and the people of Cyprus. Students, professionals and members of the diaspora see this as a momentous occasion reflecting the growing friendship and collaboration between the two nations. Upon arrival, Prime Minister Modi will be welcomed by the President Nikos Christodoulidis at Larnaca International Airport. The leaders will then head to Lemesos for a business roundtable with Indian and Cypriot entrepreneurs, followed by an informal dinner. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral talks with President Christodoulidis, covering key areas such as trade, investment, education, digital cooperation and regional security. The visit will conclude with an official lunch hosted in the Prime Minister's honour before his departure from Cyprus. Seen as a key milestone in India's outreach to Europe, the visit is expected to enhance strategic and economic engagement between the two long-standing partners. Rajadurai for Akashvani News from Cyprus.
In the second leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Kananaskis tomorrow to participate in the G7 summit at the invitation of his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney. Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the summit. The Prime Minister has said that the G7 summit will provide space for exchange of views on pressing global issues and the priorities of Global South. In Uttarakhand, 7 persons were killed as a helicopter crashed in the hilly region of Gauri Kund in the Kedarnath area this morning. The chopper was en route to Guptakashi from Kedarnath Temple. As soon as the incident was reported, teams of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, and the State Disaster Response Force, SDRF, were dispatched to the site. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed grief over the tragic mishap. He said as a precautionary measure, helicopter services have been completely suspended for 2 days.
एक कंट्रोल एंड कमांड सेंटर यहाँ पर स्थापित किया जाए और जो इस घटना में दोषी हैं जिनके कारण से घटना हुई है उनको तत्काल उनके खिलाफ सख्त कार्रवाई की जाए और आज और कल 2 दिनों तक सभी एविएशन कंपनियां और डीजीसीए और यूकाडा और एआईबी सब मिलकर पहले एक बार पूरे आगे की हेली सेवा के लिए समीक्षा करें तत्पश्चात ही हेली सेवा को चलाया जाए आज और कल हेली सेवा नहीं चलेंगी खराब मौसम भी है और जब तक यात्रियों की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित नहीं हो जाती है तब तक ये सेवाएं बंद रहेंगी क्योंकि हमारे लिए एक भी यात्री की जान सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता है उसी के आधार पर आगे इन सेवाओं का संचालन होगा
Union Home Minister Amit Shah distributed appointment letters to the 60,244 newly recruited constables of the Uttar Pradesh Police at grand ceremony in Lucknow today. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath was also present at the event, which marks a significant step in strengthening the state's law enforcement. Mr. Shah said that the candidates have been appointed because of transparency through technology. Today there are CCTV cameras, control rooms, command centres, PCR1 and more than 150 FSL units. Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, has said that India's wind energy capacity witnessed a rise of more than 10.5% to 51.5 gigawatt against 46.42 gigawatt last year. Iran and Israel have entered their deadliest phase of direct conflict yet, with at least 10 people killed in Iranian strikes on Israeli cities amid attack on key oil and energy sites by Israel in Tehran. The escalation marks the third consecutive day of military exchanges, with both countries vowing further action amid a rising humanitarian toll and growing regional instability. And that is the end of this news bulletin.